Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour one. G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. General at your service. At ease. There's Broadus, former Cowboy scout, the Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here. 75 and Fitzhugh fixing to go 5 hours flawless. Eric Chiafalo in the house. Salute to Zach Wolchuk. Just finished up a three-day shift there with the KNC Masterpiece. And, hey, you did a heck of a job. But he'll return to us tomorrow and be with us Friday at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. Thanks to Carter Freeman. He's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. How we doing this afternoon, boys? We good?
Yeah, doing great, man. Doing great. Great to see y'all. Just prepping the body for Friday, man. I really am.
That's good, man.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I think I've decided to go. I'm going to take your advice. I'm going with the mac and cheese bowl. I'm going to customize it with a PB&J burger with no bun. You know, because I do my thing for Lent where I sacrifice things out of my diet.
Sure.
And this year it's bread and sweets.
Yeah. Good strategy to keep mac and cheese in the mix.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's pasta. You know, so it's
It's fortified.
I mean, just saying no to bread for 6 weeks is enough denial for me.
Yeah. You know? Right. Because that's donuts, like that's pizza.
A lot of stuff.
That is a lot.
Cake. Why do I feel like sweets is harder for you than bread?
Because you're right. You've been paying attention. We've known each other for a while now.
Well, and they sort of cross over a little bit.
See, that's, you know?
But he swears he's not scouting us.
Yeah, who, me?
Oh, yeah, he promised he's not scouting us.
No.
But he's paying, it's a bad thing to scout us, too. I paid attention to that.
No.
He's probably got like 3-ring binders with a pencil at home. Yeah. He writes down all this stuff in his
really
bed.
Graded, you know, like the position characteristics.
You said you were proud of being a championship scout. That's what you are. That's who you are.
Yeah. Been a long time ago, man. Okay. 2005.
Speaking of championship scouting, what's going on with Micah Parsons? What's the truth here?
You know, I think there's when you talk to some people outside the organization, inside the organization about Micah, I think there's some people that are kind of fed up with him, but I think there's some people that absolutely say, well, what would we do without him? Why would you start to talk about trade? Why would we do that? That's a stupid idea. So, I mean, I think that there's, when you talk to people and they'll tell you, listen, I don't think that like a guy like Mike and Tank had issues, but there are people that don't really like Micah Parsons' work ethic and things like that. And, you know, Micah Parsons is a guy that, the OTAs, and we've said this a bunch, that he doesn't like classroom football and he doesn't, he bounces around from meetings to meeting. He doesn't like being in meetings and things like that. So, I think there's people that absolutely would love to see him gone.
Yeah.
And there's people that will look at you like, what the F are you talking about getting rid of Micah Parsons?
Yeah, not the ideal teammate, but an amazing player. But I was talking more about, you know, this morning, the report from Mike Leslie that they started negotiations and Jerry called in Micah yesterday.
I see what you're saying.
You have Jane Slater, Clarence, and others saying.
Sorry. I thought you were talking about what people were thinking about.
No, that was the story yesterday. Do the Cowboys have a Micah Parsons problem? Today is, are they actually negotiating or not?
I do have an answer for you on this. I think that what Jane Slater is reporting is absolutely true. And I think that Jane has gone on record and said that there has not been any substantial talks yet. There's people in the organization that I was hearing some whispers that they were working on the deal in a way that they'd got far enough along that there was a possibility of it happening here soon. And then I circled back with some people and they said, no, we're still working on things. So this is kind of where we're at right now. Depending on, like I say, but I think Jane is more accurate on this than what my whispers were saying.
Mike Leslie, with the story this morning, I guess it's a swing and a miss for him. You know, what did Trayvon Diggs tell him that one day?
D's nuts.
Yeah, I think he got another D's nuts here on this report. I don't know, but it just doesn't seem like it would be consistent with how the Cowboys go about doing their business. Like, if they would do this Micah Parsons deal right now, it would be early. And I hope they get it done. But ultimately, I don't care because I'm just so used to them taking it as long as possible and then giving a market setting deal right at the end of the deadline.
I think there's a possibility that Micah Parsons has probably had some talks where maybe there's a situation where he would have signed a deal. And I think David Mulugeta is saying, no, we need to wait. That's where I think we really are right now. I think that maybe Micah, you know, they're like, okay, let's get this done. And I think Mulugeta, he realizes who he's dealing with, that he could absolutely hold this thing and get more. And I think that's what he's trying to do.
I mean, the Cowboys are willing to do deals early if you want to go like Osa.
Yeah.
Like, those are the kind of deals they sign in March.
Where they
like,
could bully the agent a little bit.
Oh, you want to take less? Okay, cool. Yeah. But if you just want to wait until the last possible moment, they'll give you way more.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably smart from David Mulugeta, and I don't expect him. Like, when I saw that from Leslie this morning before things changed within the hour, I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. Maybe Micah really wants to get this done.
I think there's some people that in the shadows that are speaking out of turn right now.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
That there's people that they think they're close to what's going on and they're really not close to it.
Okay.
So that's where the whispers tend to come from. But then when you start to really, really dig in with the all involved, they'll tell you that there's nothing substantial that has been done yet.
You always want to, if you're going to be wrong about something, you always want to whisper it. You don't want to be loud and wrong. You know, you don't want to be super impassioned and loud and everybody hears just how wrong you are. Yeah. You definitely want to send the smoke signals from, as a whisper, from the shadows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think there's plenty of people in that organization that could be considered a source, and they have a variety of different opinions.
And when you ask them about that, they're like, listen, the thing that I've learned about when sometimes with sources is when you ask a really good question, then, you know, when they go silent, usually something's up.
That's when you're warm.
That's when you know that you just keep your head down and something's about to happen. But the comments that I've gotten here recently was that, like, no, nothing is in the works right now.
I want to know what could happen if they do take a defensive lineman at 12 and he really hits and you have Micah and Osa just wreaking havoc. You know, that to me is exciting. I want to talk about what's next for this football team and what's next for this defense and how do you put a supporting cast around Micah that could take advantage of his generational greatness. You know, that should be the plan right now. Vikings are going with J.J. McCarthy, not Aaron Rodgers. So that fork in the road has closed for A-Rod.
He's retired now.
I am seeing momentum's possibly building for him to go to Pittsburgh.
Sure.
Here, so. And that's probably his best chance to win big. I think that would make a lot of sense if you're absolutely prioritizing Super Bowl. Maybe he's prioritizing being in New York, where he's been over the last couple of years. He's just built a home, so it'll be interesting. His decision has to be coming pretty soon now.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
Like the end of this week needs to be made.
I mean, these teams, I guess, could force it on them.
Sure,
the Giants and the Steelers kind of, and threaten to go just sign somebody else and move on from it. But if they're going to let him milk it, he will milk it to the very end.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's, you know, he wants to totally complete the Brett Favre arc. And that, good thing Willie's not here, but that would continue, you know, I believe into summer. I think you're not going to get a decision if he goes full Favre on this until July. Stars needed overtime, but they got the win against the Anaheim Ducks 4-3. Michael Granlund on fire, scored twice, including the game winner. 600th career point, just the 11th Finnish player ever to do that. So that's a huge pickup for Jim Nill, and it's been paying dividends since he stepped on the ice for this hockey team. Thomas Harley, massive, a goal and two assists, had the game-tying goal with 4:37 to go.
Yeah.
Had to pull this one out of the fire a little bit, Brian.
Yeah, and this is the first time that they had gotten a win against the Ducks. The Ducks were, it kind of had Dallas's number. But yeah, you mentioned Dallas on the road, going on the four game trip there, there was some poor hockey along the way, but every time they get back here to the AAC, this was the eighth win that they've had, you know, the eighth straight home win, and so that's something they had not achieved since the early 2000s. But
06,
yeah. So it's with Tampa coming in town, you couldn't afford to be, you know, riding a three game losing streak here. So nice to see them get the 2 points. And then look forward to the Bolts coming in this week.
You mentioned Harley, though. Like, how about the numbers on him? A goal and two assists, almost 26 minutes of ice time, 19 points in his last 17 games played. And during five-on-five play, when Harley was on the ice last night, Stars outshot the Ducks 15-2.
Yeah. Dang.
That's natural stat trick with the call.
Okay. That's something right there. He's been quite an impact acquisition as well.
And you need that, because with the Miro stuff going on, and might you be without him in the first round of the postseason?
That's the word coming out of the building, is that likely that he won't be available for the first round.
And you'd have to play, you got to play Colorado again? Man, that's just nuts. Okay, it's a Longhorns game day here in the great state. 11-seeded Horns facing off with the 11-seeded Xavier. The winner of this game will advance to face 6-seeded Illinois in Milwaukee on Friday. Now, the Musketeers, you know, this is a name with some heritage through this tournament over the years. Brian, we hear them often. They won their final games of the regular season to get in. They got to the quarters of the Big East tournament. And this game is being played at Dayton Arena, just 50 miles from Xavier's campus. Seems unfair, okay? As long as we're talking about unfair stuff with this tournament, here you go, Xavier. Just go ahead and bring your entire campus to the game.
Yeah. A couple of different programs have gotten a nice draw on that. A lot of people are lamenting your number one overall seed, Auburn, is going to likely have to play Louisville in Lexington in the second round.
That's just crazy.
And so it's like, wow, what type of – it's basically a road game for the number one overall seed.
Yeah.
Well, Longhorns can still do it. They're riding the adjustment of Tremont Mark to point guard in a win there over the Aggies in the SEC tournament. Of course, they got their star back, and this matchup does mark the fourth NCAA tournament between Texas and Xavier. Notably, the Longhorns defeated the Musketeers 83-71 in the Sweet 16 back in just 2023. So some recent history here. NCAA tournament will also feature North Carolina with a statement last night. They crushed San Diego State 95-68 at UD Arena, advancing to the South Region, where they will face number 6 Ole Miss on Friday afternoon in Milwaukee. Senior R.J. Davis became the first Tar Heel to go 6-for-6 on threes in a tournament game, passing the record set by current coach Hubert Davis against Eastern Michigan in 1991. Gotta love it when it's tournament time, Brian, all these factoids.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And keep an eye on these teams that are in these play-in, the first four. Keep an eye on them. These teams find ways to win games. You know, they kind of get their feet wet. They get in the tournament. The kind of the pressure's off. And now they're really just going in. And there's been teams that have found ways to kind of get a couple of victories along the way. North Carolina could be this team that, we talked about some of their struggles during the year, but some of their losses were against some powerful some powerful teams. So maybe North Carolina, just by going out and having a big win against San Diego State, man, that game was never close. I mean, I flipped that thing over after the Stars. I'm like, my gosh, this thing's completely out of hand. So
yeah,
good for North Carolina getting in. And you know, and Ole Miss is a team that has shown up pretty well in the SEC this year. So it should be a pretty good matchup.
Nothing like having the opportunity to be a team in a big opportunity when everybody feels slighted, they have something to prove, and they're just pissed.
I think that's a lot being said right now. There was a lot. This North Carolina team took a lot of heat because of Bubba Cunningham, the AD, being on the committee. And they're like, you know, and he's like, listen, I had to step out. But, you know, hey his colleagues are in there, you know, voting and moving games around and stuff like that. And, you know, having North Carolina in the tournament, I think, is always good for ICE.
Alabama State out of the SWAC, incredible last second hoop to beat St. Francis 70-68. It was tied, full court inbound. It was bobbled. It was gathered. It was kind of a Christian Laettner type of pass. But layup for the game, basically. And also tonight, American University and Mount St. Mary's. That's actually going to be underway 5:40 on True TV, so we might be able to watch some of it during the last hour or so of our show. Well, the Rangers put on another absolute laser show in the batter's box last night. 7-3 over the Guardians, as heard right here on The Fan. Sixth win in the last eight games. They've been averaging 6.8 runs per game in this stretch. Ooh. Wyatt Langford, two more hits. He's now hitting .450
with a triple.
Yeah.
He had the triple pop last night.
Snort the line when he got there?
No. That's a great question, though.
Okay. I thought maybe you'd seen that.
I don't think CY would take any of those kind of guys.
There was no Wyatt
Langford.
Would
we have to write the apology letter then to the.
But and also, to be fair to the chalk snort, you're not doing that in a spring training game.
No,
you know?
No.
You got to work on technique, though.
You got to break that out in the postseason.
I think that's an October bit.
You know, maximize your opportunity. Okay, Marcus Semien and Evan Carter hitting at exactly 200. Josh Young, 190. Jake Berger, 167. Those are your stragglers here that are still trying to figure it out. They should be getting a lot of ABs here in the final week of Cactus League play. We'll get Jared Sandler on the show. They're in action 3:10 in Peoria against the Mariners. That's coming up at 3:10. Rangers signed a deal with Fubo TV, by the way, so that's just another way you'll be able to get your Rangers games this season. Mavs will get wrecked by the Pacers. That's a 6 o'clock start this evening there in Indiana against Rick Carlisle's guys.
Rick.
Okay, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. We have the most quotable man in sport. He's done his first interview since having half his leg amputated, and he's as quotable as ever. It's next in the name.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation's G-Bag today, coming up at 8 minutes with Lucius Alexander. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorney in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. carsforkids.org. How you doing over there, Brian?
Doing great.
Burnt orange shirt.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd see it, but Bennett changed you, didn't
it? Yeah, it did.
Made you a little bit more sympathetic to Austin.
A little bit more.
We have top quotes here from LeVar Ball. The big one that made the headlines, I got a lot of limbs to come off. I'm hard to kill. So he came out of a diabetic amputation where at first they had to take off a couple toes, then part of his foot, then up to his knee. He came out firing as you could only expect him to do, you know?
Yep.
I expect him to be dropping bars on his deathbed, like Doc Holliday, if you will, in the Tombstone movie.
Yep.
Of course, we all remember that.
Yes.
Okay, this is the first interview since his amputation. He says, I'm going to give you all the real deal. Recently, I had some personal issues I had to deal with. I had an infection where I was in the hospital for over a month, right in the middle of when Jello's banger Tweaker was blowing up around the world in January. It's funny how life works sometimes.
Wow. So yep. Jello is like having a moment for sure.
Yeah.
And simultaneously, he's going through a health crisis.
Yeah, he's got to come visit dad in the hospital and tell him about the banger. Yeah, here it is.
Yeah. Played in every locker room in the world right now.
Locker rooms, clubs, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
It's the real deal right now.
Hey, buddy, was that Rolling Loud? You see him at Rolling Loud out there?
I did not see that.
Yeah, he got a little baller belly on him. Got a little rapper now.
That's one of the final stages, isn't it? Once you've reached the top.
Got a little sugar belly.
Might be his true calling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's certainly over the basketball stuff. I mean, this has him now.
Yeah.
He's like got one of the top songs going. I'm sure he's in the process. He got a nice deal, too. Got like a record deal, so I'm sure we can expect more.
It's all about, can you follow it up?
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you can, Young MC, great one song, Bust a Move. Still remember like all of the lyrics damn near. What was that, about 1990, maybe 89? Had nothing else.
Nothing else.
Couldn't. And you know, and he owned the charts for like 90 days or so. Back to LeVar Ball.
If you do for me, I'll do for you. He had some warm ones.
He had some
out
other
there.
Ones.
Yeah, he had no hits.
Yeah.
That crossed over to All America, see, but there were some warm ones out there.
Nice. Said, I had an infection on my foot that started spreading through my blood due to not paying attention to my diabetes. That sounds scary right there. Sounds like that sepsis.
That's something to pay attention to, it feels like.
Yes.
Says, when you're building the schedule out for the week, when you're building the priority list,
yeah.
If diabetes is anywhere in that realm,
yeah,
you got to throw that up there.
I imagine it'd be a big note on my mirror there in the bathroom. Pay attention to your diabetes.
Yeah. It's like morning pee and then diabetes time.
Says, I ended up having to get my leg amputated. First, they cut off a couple toes, then my foot. Then they said, we got to get almost knee high for another surgery. Three surgeries. And then there were also blood transfusions. Mm. And then he actually said, not one, not two, not three, four different times.
I bet he put up the fingers, too, when he said
it. Jeez.
Yes, dude. Yes.
He's a competitor, dude.
And he's an absolute card. I mean, maybe personality, maybe comeback personality of the year in sports.
Dude, that's so tough. I love that as an award, by the way. That's fantastic. Despite having his leg amputated, he's going to be the comeback personality of the year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, how about that, dude? You're just, they're slowly, they're not even going for the gusto on it. You got to go through a bunch of different surgeries because they're just slowly taking away parts of your body.
Yeah.
And they just keep graduating to the next thing. It started with a couple of toes.
You got
to
stop it.
I got to keep going. I got to keep going under the knife for the next limb. I'm going to wake up less and less of a human body every time I wake up. How many times are we going to have to do this?
It happened to a friend of mine's dad when we were in high school. Like, we were hanging out through middle school. He was up on his feet. And then it progressed like that. It was first a couple of toes. And he would joke about it, too. You know, he'd be walking around like...
Walking around.
I mean, this was the 80s. He'd be walking around in his skivvies, okay?
Yeah.
With toes missing and, like, joking about it. And then half his dang foot was missing, and then half his dang leg was missing by the time we were in college.
Skivvy being the whitey-tidy, or is skivvy a general term?
No, that's the whitey-tidy.
That's the whitey-tidy.
Yeah. LeVar Ball says, all those surgeries and blood transfusions, it made me question whether it was... It was worth going through it sometimes. It made me think, man, just kill me and let me go about my business. It made me think that maybe it's time for me to shut it down. Yeah. So he had some dark thoughts there, LeVar Ball did, as he was getting through this.
Yeah, I mean, that's a month-long stay of just every other day you're losing limbs. I get it.
Yeah, it would be very depressing. He says, then what brought him out of it? Of course, his
Jell-O.
Kids. Yes, he says, but then seeing my boys... are doing out here. They're like, Dad, you're the toughest dude I know. And that made me keep going, even though I'm a bad man. I don't need much. It was good to have that backing from my boys. One of the things that makes me go is when they are all together. When they are all together, I feel strong. So you got a little bit of everything you'd expect from a LeVar Ball interview in there.
Yeah.
Sentimental, man. About his boys.
Absolutely.
Good jokes. Some trash talking about life.
still the baddest man he knows.
Yeah. All right, we have the G-Bag of the Day coming up in 2 minutes. That means I have time for 60 seconds on the women's basketball tournament.
Okay,
a little bit of what to watch for here. A little bit of a women's tournament primer. Number one, Juju Watkins, USC sophomore front runner for National Player of the Year, averaging 25, 7 boards, 3.5 assists.
Lit the whole city of Los Angeles on fire.
She did. She rates Player of the Year because she's actually better in advanced metrics on defense than she is on offense.
Woo.
Okay, she's getting 27 points, 3.5 assists, and better a metric defender than offensive player. Paige Beckers is the clear player to watch if you are a fan in Dallas, because she is the likely pick of the wings, as long as she doesn't decide to go back or block the move or whatever. But she's
threatening that, huh?
Or is there
just whispers about the potential? Yeah.
There's whispers about the potential.
Yeah.
She did average 19 points, 5 assists per game. She was 2021 Player of the Year and then fought through some injuries to get back. And she is one made free throw away right now from being in the 50-40-90 club. So she can make it rain. And she's tops in the nation in assist-to-turnover ratio. And then Hannah Hidalgo, you got to go to Notre Dame. Little point guard there. Sophomore only, so you're going to get to see this player for maybe 2 more years, but she's 5'6", by far the most entertaining player because she's tiny and fearless. You know?
Wow, yeah. Dude.
There you have it.
The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo is what I think of when I hear that name.
What you think of that? Yeah. I'll tell you what, South Carolina, that Dawn Staley, she thinks her team got worked on the seeding.
Well, apparently there's a lot of the women's seeding is much less of a dial deal than the men's. I think something about the
South
analytics
Carolina.
And the metrics that they use are not quite at the same level, I guess, as what the men's side is. I don't know, but I was hearing about that in terms of gambling and trying to like figure it out. The women's one is more of like you'll see weird seeded stuff.
Yeah, they got a chip on their shoulder. South Carolina is going. My prediction: South Carolina is going to win this.
They're going to win the whole thing. Huh?
Yep.
I can't wait to watch.
She's going to use this.
It's cool that both tournaments are relevant now here, and we can pay attention and talk about it with you. We look forward to it. Time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has the G-Bag of the Day.
This is day two for this young man. We go to the world of Michigan high school basketball. Keyshawn Somerville, he's a point guard up there in Lansing. What up? He's having his way up there, Lansing. I tell you what, man, this man's creating himself. He's going to be a legend. That's right. Not already.
I'd be singing songs about him in the pub right now.
He hit a half-court buzzer beater right here to win regionals, I guess, for his squad. Mm. And there was a lady in the audience that manifested this whole situation. Real talk.
I don't know what y'all happy for. It ain't over.
She was punching somebody at that point.
It's not over. Keyshawn can make it. I know he can. Come on, Key! Yeah!
Oh, the adulation.
Good for her.
Yeah. She made it happen, man.
She had faith.
Manifest right there. Yeah. I manifest.
I mean, that's a half quarter, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Imagine
the buzzer going off. Game after you've been having a hell of a season. You just won basically state for your ride.
Imagine what she has seen Key do over the years.
Oh, yeah, he got this.
Earn a faith that is so undeniable. Yeah, she was as confident as anyone.
It's not over.
Yeah.
Keyshawn can make it. I know he can.
Yeah.
I've been watching this dude for years.
I know he can. Don't let me down, Key. Okay, let's go to my man right here, Mr. Messi, Shannon Sharp. Hey, girl, how you doing, baby? He went to the book of Job in the good book of the Bible to win a sports argument with Kendrick Perkins.
SGA and Oklahoma City Thunder, because this is what this is about. They don't get technical fouls. They don't complain about calls. This is why they're so great.
Gotta get them all.
But no, man, listen. I'm talking about.
Do you remember the Bible? Perk, you go to church. What did the devil tell the Lord about Job? He said, of course he gonna praise you. You give him everything. Remove the hedge and he'll cuss his very maker. Shannon, if they started getting fouls called against them, of course they gonna complain. Stop playing with me, Perk.
Shannon, I did go to church. I was the world's tallest altar boy.
Okay, so you know the story.
What did the Lord tell the devil?
He said you could do everything but take his life. He took his kids, he took his sheep.
No,
he
didn't stop him.
What did he do? Even his wife said, why don't you curse this man and get out of this misery?
Okay.
He said, is he not God and good and bad?
Hold on, time out. Let me ask you a question.
The whole time, Perk, hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. This man is not stopping, bro. He's preaching to you right now. Pay attention. Hold on, Perk. Wait, hold on. Let's see what else we got. Better than the rest. Chris Mad Dog Russo,
right.
He went off on the Mets, defending his son, basically. His son, Colin Russo, is a sports broadcaster out there at ESPN West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Okay. He's covering the Mets, couldn't get a player interview, so he called his dad. Man, Dad, let me tell you what. Dad took it to air.
Their schedules are full for the rest of the day. Go to hell. Your schedules are full for the rest of your day. You're talking to me who has been at spring training sites for 50 years. Don't give me any nonsense that you can't figure out a way to get Paul Blackburn or, you know, some guy out of the, the backup infielder. Nobody's asking for Alonso, Lindor, or Soto. And here are the Mets. This is the reason I never root for them. This is I can't stand them. And their PR always does this nonsense. The Mets are the Mets, okay? They're not the Boston Celtics. They're not the Green Bay Packers. They're the freaking Mets. You mean to tell me that we can't figure out a way? Let me give you the most the obscure guy that I can come up with. The most obscure guy. You mean to tell me that Jose Buto can't come on for 5 minutes today? You mean to tell me that Tyler McGill can't come on for... He might be in Syracuse to start the year.
Yeah.
They can't do 5 minutes with him. And then baseball wonders why ESPN said, adios! See you later.
That's awesome.
Well done.
He went out for 18.
18 minutes.
Jeez.
At that tempo right there, 18 minutes, that tempo, bro.
I love when he loses steam and his voice just cracks. Betrays him, yeah. And he just peters out, but then he just, boom, deep breath, back at it, dude.
You mean to tell me that Tyler McGill can't come on for, he might be in Syracuse to start the year. Yeah, call him right now.
I just saw him on First Take, by the way, with his beard grown out, and he looks like that werewolf guy that we talked about last week. He's got werewolf like features. When it comes back on, there's just a scraggly nature to it.
George Lopez nowadays. You see George Lopez nowadays?
What are we doing?
Okay, one more. Yeah, LeVar Ball was the man, bro. I'll see you on the fan tax. LeVar Ball, that man. Let's see here. Let's go to the RJ and Choppy show. Real deal syrup sipper might be on this show. Check this out.
How do you guys do medicine, by the way, like cough syrup? Do you always...
Sprite and a Jolly Rancher?
Pour it into, like, the cap, or you chug it out of the bottle?
I pour in the cap.
They totally missed that right there.
Did they not hear it, or did they not know what he was referencing?
They totally missed that right there. Real live syrup sipper.
How do you guys do medicine, by the way, like cough syrup? Do you always...
Sprite and a Jolly Rancher?
Pour it into, like, the cap, or you chug it out of the bottle?
You just kidding. Yeah.
They're going inside the pharmaceuticals. Bobby's just cracking jokes.
Well done, Bobby.
Bobby out of here, man.
Look at his face. You see the werewolf, like...
Oh, I see
you getting
it.
That?
Yeah.
That's not a good beard for him.
Like a grandfather character on True Blood or something.
They do call him the dog.
They do.
Yeah, yeah. The dog.
There are some canine, similarities in there.
He's been trying to tell us.
Is it Keyshawn Somerville, our one-time G-Bag of the Day champ with the shot beyond half court? Is it Shannon Sharp going to the Book of Job to win a sports argument? By the way, I did look it up. The Thunder, they get the 10th most fouls called on them. Okay, so slightly above average. Mm. But it was awesome. Mm. It was freaking awesome.
It was, yeah.
Mad Dog calls out the Mets for blocking his son from getting an interview. For 18 minutes, he ranted about the Mets. Bobby Belt slipping one past the Sean and RJ goalies there. I got to go with Keyshawn Somerville myself today, Chief. How about you?
I'm going to go with another man of faith. I'm going to go with the Job story. That was awesome.
Lucius?
Keyshawn Somerville and his lady manifester. As somebody on Fantech said, no real man cares about women's basketball. Dog, that's all I've been watching all year, man.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on in the men's game unless you're talking about Memphis.
If I had to fill out a women's bracket, I think I'd do all right.
Yeah.
Just watching the games. Seriously?
I mean, if you put your money where your mouth is. Let's get the broadest lady bracket. Okay. I'm excited about this.
I'll work one out.
The broadest lady bracket.
Oh, geez, what'd I just say?
Sure you will. Who are you voting for, though?
It was instinct.
I hate myself sometimes. I'm voting for
watching that women's
Chris
game
Russo.
A little too closely.
It's good. Chris Russo.
2-1-1. Congrats to Keyshawn Somerville. He's done it again. Bullseye from Somerville. Okay. Proposed NFL rule changes. What I'm suggesting they really need to do with the schedule. That's coming up next here. G-Bag Nation on the Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. NFL News Today coming up at 3 o'clock. Do you want to run by some proposed rule changes for you here? And remind you that we have a couple of special guests joining us today. Ari Temkin talking college basketball coming up at 4 o'clock. You know him and love him and remember him from the Cowboys pre- and post-game show a few years back. And Frank Caliendo, the great comedian, the jokester. He's going to join us coming up at 4:40, talk about his plans for the near future. I do love what Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham did. He hung his cleats on the Rocky statue to symbolize his retirement. I thought that was pretty cool, you know, and I rarely want to give Eagles credit for it, but dang it, when you touch something from my childhood as special and near and dear to my heart as Rocky Balboa, I got to give you your props for that one, Brian.
Yeah,
were you a Rocky guy growing up? You're a little bit older than I was.
No, I lived in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So I would go by that. I would see the statue and stuff like that. It's actually pretty cool. But yeah, I think I saw the first one. And after that, I didn't see him anymore.
Wow.
I saw the first one.
How could you see the first one and not be hooked?
You've only seen the first Rocky?
Yeah.
So you know nothing of Clubber Lang?
No.
You don't know who Thunder Lips is?
No.
It's crazy.
Von Drago? Wow. Missing out. I mean, I thought you were missing out on Star Wars.
I've missed out on a lot of things in life, Gavin.
Scouting. I had to watch tape.
I was spoken like a real man, right?
I was too busy trying to make a living, man.
I felt the pain in that one, bro.
I did. I missed a lot of things. I really did. That's why I have two divorces.
Rocky's the most important one, though. That's a damn shame.
No, I did see the first one.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're good. Yeah. Yeah, it was a legendary
tale. Were the rest any good?
Yeah, I think you should sit down and watch them all and then watch the Creed ones. You know, Apollo Creed is his mentor, his competitor at one point.
I like Burgess Meredith in that first one.
Very cool.
He was the Penguin in my Batman back in
great
the day.
Great role. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was Penguin.
Come on, Rocky. Get off, Rocky. Yeah.
He was great. Thunder. Yeah. I mean, he had some great one lines. Okay. Proposed rule changes. I don't want you to miss out on these, Brian. That the Packers have formally proposed a rule change to ban the tush push.
Yep.
And I don't know. I think that the Eagles are really good at it, and it probably should be allowed. But if there's any sort of way that it should be banned, then I think Cowboys fans should actually be really happy about this. Don't you think this is a tremendous advantage for the Eagles, this tush push? I don't know if we spent enough time talking about what could tip the balance of power. This might be more than getting Miko Rantanen into the Dallas Stars, Brian.
Just kind of feel like, though, that they've come up with a creative way of getting first downs. And the whole idea is to, to maintain possession, potentially score. I don't know how you try and ban a play that is, you need to figure out ways to stop it. And you've got a quarterback with Hurts that he's got so much lower body strength, power that, and they get that push up front. It's a hard play to stop, but the quarterbacks think, how about all those years, Tom Brady? Look at Tom Brady's conversion rates on for quarterback sneaks. It's basically the same play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just with guys. Now, if they want to
just ban, not getting pushed in the back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you want to ban the helping of a runner, I'd be for that.
I think that's the part they're looking at right there. Yeah. And I don't know exactly what's
fair
and what's
not
fair.
Change the rule on that then.
But it would be pretty
carrying
cool.
Carrying the runner, helping the runner. That used to be that was the way. If you carried the runner or helped the runner, that's where the ball was.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed that rule. I don't know why.
Well, then you have to ban the running back when the linemen kind of push him forward for an extra sometimes 5-10 yards. All that's going to have to go out the game then.
Yeah.
The Lions propose that playoff seeding be done based on record instead of automatically placing division winners in the top four spots. I feel like we've been talking about this one for two decades. I see no problem with not doing this. You win your division. It was probably more likely because it was a crap division. There's a wild card team over there that had to play the best team in the conference twice, managed to have a better record than you sitting over here in crap division. Yeah. I just can't see a reason this shouldn't be implemented.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, and it's hard because you still have to, if that team still wants to get in the playoffs, they still have to win their division because you're trying to make it to where winning your division means something for you. But in that case, it would just mean that you get to play in the postseason, even though you're only a 9-win team, because like you said, you only won your division because it was such a crap division anyways.
Yeah.
And that team still has every incentive to win their division so they can still get sort of the automatic berth into the postseason, even though it's not going to be a home game. Yeah. So, the more I think about it, the more I get making that change.
I'm open to anything if the text has it. But my other thing, I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this. When they do eventually go to an 18-game schedule, what if instead of interconference play, they just make it where you play the other 15 teams in your conference once and then the other three teams in your division an additional time? We're at 18. Now you have much better schedule.
Balance?
Balance, yeah. Is that what it's called? Are you with that, Brian?
So you're telling me that I no longer have to play, if I'm at the Dallas Cowboys, I no longer have to play any AFC teams?
You'd only play an AFC team in the Super Bowl. Provides a little mystery and intrigue, if you will.
Wow.
You get a fairer schedule, and still the division's important.
We always talk about that the AFC is a little bit stronger this year than the NFC, that kind of thing. Don't we always kind of, or or vice versa? I like the fact that I have to play AFC opponents. I do. I think it is
cool. I mean, there's value to that, but I feel like it creates imbalance.
Yeah, and I wonder how much the NFL cares about having destinations, because then you get that crossover of a AFC team only once every 8 years is playing Dallas. And they want to make that a trip, You know, you almost get redundancy in matchups.
Yeah.
Over the course of a half decade of this.
I think the NFL wants to do this because of television. They want to be able to show all the teams play, and not like CBS has just the AFC, and you know, and Fox has just the NFC.
Yeah, there's got to be money reasons.
I think there's absolutely money reasons, and allowing each team. I think it has to do with markets too.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, you get to have your product in so many markets, television markets.
And right now, there's like a 1 in 4 chance that you get a Super Bowl rematch. You could open the season with that and have this incredible event, you know. So I'm sure like the matchups being made, but I do think that it would be cooler, it would be cleaner, it would be a fairer way to find the best 7 teams in a conference if you built it like that.
I'm okay with interleague baseball play just because of seeing the other teams. There was a time growing up where I never ever, unless it was the World Series. Yeah,
I remember when they started interleague play, and I still don't like it.
Oh.
Eagles are saying we need the playoff overtime rules in the regular season as well. Both teams guaranteed to get the ball. I think it makes a lot of sense. One extra series, you know, not that big of a deal for what you're getting, as opposed to just letting a coin flip determine it one way or the other. You also have this from the Lions. They want to get rid of automatic first downs on defensive holding and illegal contact. Warren Sharp did a hell of a job of spelling out on @SharpFootball on Twitter, saying it's because the Lions commit by far the most of these penalties in the NFL. Number one, by a wide margin. They had it called against them 26 times the last 2 years. The second most team was Green Bay, and they had it called against them 16 times.
Yeah.
So they're pretty bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the other element to it as well is, like, if you're going to remove the first down element, then you will absolutely be getting a ton more defensive coordinators just coaching their players to hold, or just coaching them to commit illegal contact rather than give up a first down if it's 3rd and 10.
Sure.
Then it's just like, hey, just mug these guys, and if we give up the 5 yards, so be it. It's not an automatic first down.
Yeah.
So and Sharp also just went into, because a lot of people are using the argument of like a 5 yard penalty on 3rd and 15 shouldn't be an automatic penalty on first down, which is fair to say.
Yeah.
But
did Sharp do anything about pass interference?
Well,
a 15-yard instead of the college rules on that?
No, just specific to this rule, only 2 total defensive holding or illegal contact penalties gave a first down on 3rd and 15 or longer. So, now, not to say that there's not plenty of 3rd and 10s that get turned into first downs because of what is a 5-yard holding penalty by the defender, but in terms of like a true Hail Mary type 3rd down, 3rd and 15, they're not getting automatic first downs, but 2 times out of 285 games last year.
I want to see the college rules for pass interference. 15 yards instead of a spot foul.
Why? Do you think it's too unfair? Too lopsided?
Too punitive, yeah. You know, you throw a ball up and it's a 44-yard penalty. No. Make it 15 yards. Give the defenders a chance to play.
But again, now that it's a 50-yard bomb, I'm not even going to let you complete it. I'll just tackle you before the ball gets here, and it's a 15-yard penalty.
15-yard penalty to first down. Play on.
I wouldn't mind if the officials had options.
They don't ever get it right. They don't get pass interference right. Why should I be penalized 44 yards for some guy missing or some gal missing?
Chief just made a really good point, though. Like defenses, if you can recover, just blow the guy up before the ball gets there. Now I can erase 50-yard plays.
It's 15 yards and a first down. Keep playing.
Wow. That would be quite a change.
You're taking away the explosive element. Broadus is not alone in this. A lot of people feel the way Broadus does. I just disagree.
I'm just telling you, though, that to me, I get more 44-yard penalties called against me because somebody on the back end misses the call. Like, it's not pass interference.
Well, that is a problem.
Yeah.
See, that's...
Replay on pass interference.
If you're going to keep screwing up pass interference, I can't make it a 44-yard penalty.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think we're just going to start developing lazy corners.
Oh, there's some lazy corners in this league anyway.
There are some lazy corners in this league anyway.
Well, thank you, Brian, for those thoughts. That was a strong opinion to wrap up our first hour of 5 here in the G-Bag Nation. NFL news today is coming up next. Chief, where are you taking it?
Lots of quarterback stuff, plus another palatable deal that the Cowboys have passed on. Next in the Nation.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.